12, consider and take possible action, the CEO to continue engagement with Ice Miller and to continue engagement with Reed Smith on tax matters. Gail?
Yeah. So Sisera issued an RFP for tax counsel. There are a number of folks that responded, Ice Miller and Reed Smith. There is a evaluation committee. We conducted interviews and checked references. And before you today, you'll be able to have a chance to meet both of the firms and answer questions or ask questions, get a synopsis of firms and such. So you may remember Ice Miller has been providing tax counsel services to Sisera for a while now. They helped us with the tax determination letters. They have assisted with a number of different various benefit tax matters. And so we're also proposing adding Reed Smith to that pool, and they would assist more on, they could assist on the federal side, but also with state tax matters as well. So first up, we have Ice Miller. We have Rob Goss and Audra Ferguson-Allen will be the two main individuals that we'll be working mainly with.
Apologize to anything.
Sure.
Morning.
Good morning, barely. Apologize for keeping you.
It's almost noon.
Sorry for the wait. We had scheduling matters that dictated the order in which we're going today. But welcome, and the floor is yours now.
So today we have, I just want to introduce from Ice Miller, we have Rob Goss, and we also have Audra Ferguson-Allen over here.
Thanks. So as she mentioned, we're from Ice Miller. I'm Audra Ferguson-Allen. I've been at Ice Miller for 10 years, and Rob Goss has been with the firm for 21 years. Our firm has served in the governmental pension arena for over 30 years. We're a little unique in that we have several individuals, Rob and I included, at our firm who focus exclusively on governmental pension plans, which is a little unique. Sometimes you see firms who focus on both private, or attorneys who do both private and public. So we think that that focus uniquely positions us to adequately serve our public pension clients and give recommendations on what other public pensions are doing. We've been tax counsel for Contra Costa for 10 years, and we also serve as tax counsel for other SURL entities in addition to other California clients.
We just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and for consideration for continuing the relationship that we valued over these last 10 years.
We're happy to address any questions.
Other 37 Act counties, do you represent any other 37 Act counties?
Yes. So Marin, Kern, Sonoma, and San Diego.
Okay. Thank you.
That's right.
Any other trustee questions or comments? Great. Well, thank you so much for coming and for your patience.
No, thank you. Yeah,
sorry for keeping you so long.
Very important 30 seconds.
What we put on easy
3 billable hours.
6.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm sorry. I stand corrected, John. Absolutely right. Each, yes.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning.
Had a full agenda this morning.
Yes.
We know how that goes.
Yeah. So today from Reed Smith, we have Don Wellington as well as Jenny Kringle. They're here to talk to you a little bit about Reed Smith.
Thank you for having us. We're certainly glad to be here. We work with a number of governmental pension funds around the state of California, CalPERS and CalSTRS, in addition to a number of 37 Act county plans. So we work with the LA County plan, the Orange County plan, and Santa Barbara, to name a few. I've been working with public pension plans for over 25 years. Also spent some time at the U.S. Treasury Department between 1996 and 2000, where I actually worked on regulations that affect pension funds, and also worked on correction programs with my colleagues over at the Internal Revenue Service. So that experience really sort of informs the work we do for public pension funds, because a lot of the things that will come up are, you know, errors that may have occurred in administration, and so there are often a lot of questions as to how you, you know, correct those errors to keep your plan tax qualified. I'm joined here by my partner, Jenny Kringle, and I'll let Jenny talk about some of her background.
I represent lots of governmental plans on tax issues as well as fiduciary issues. And before I joined Steptoe with Dawn, and then we moved over to Reed Smith, I was in-house at CalPERS, where I ran the compliance side of the legal office for many years. So I've worked on all aspects of the legal issues that you face. And I think that experience has really informed our approach. We take a very pragmatic approach to the tax issues. We try to be teachers and really help our in-house clients become experts in these issues. And also, you know, we try to be very solution-oriented in terms of how we work with clients. We don't want to write you a lot of novels, then charge you a lot of money for them when you don't need them. I mean, we try to really be solution-oriented and cost-effective. And mostly we really just believe in public pension systems. We think this work is important. We appreciate being partners in what you guys are all doing. We really believe in what we're all working for the members.
And yeah, I agree there. My first experience with public pension funds, my father was a county employee back in Michigan where I grew up. And so that public pension allowed him to raise five kids and six kid me, and send us off to college, and still have enough money left over for retirement. So, you know, we really believe in the public pension system, and it's the majority of the work that we do. And so we find it very gratifying to help make retirement secure for public employees.
Any questions from?
Yeah, Don, you talked about in your brief bio, 4 years, I think it was 96 to 2000.
Yes.
Would you expand on that? What government entity were you working for and the kinds of things you were doing?
Sure. I worked for the United States Treasury Department Office of Tax Policy.
So not the IRS.
Correct.
Okay.
So, but half of my job was working with the folks at the IRS in developing guidance. And so the IRS really administers the tax laws, but the Treasury Department shapes the policy around those tax laws. The other half of my job was working on legislative proposals, so on behalf of the administration. So that included, we had a tax act in 1996 and another one in 1997, working on legislation shaping that, and also just coming up with different legislative proposals that the administration would present. But probably the most relevant part of what I did was the time I spent working with the folks at the service. And so I still have, you know, a lot of those folks 20 years, but they're actually still there. So it helps to have those contacts if you have a client that has a question or an issue, to be able to give the folks at the IRS a call on an anonymous basis and kind of bounce those questions off of them.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other trustee questions? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Make the motion.
Second.
Okay. Having heard the discussion, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. That was for Jerry, by the way.
All right.
Is there any retainer associated with these, or is
no.
it pay for service kind of thing?
He's, yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to move the recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? Motion passes. Item 13.